Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah Ekoli. It's for people who want to transition from their current career and lifestyle to the career and lifestyle they know they've been dreaming about. Life's too short and the time for change is now. I'm your host and qualified career coach, Crystal Deborah Ekoli, and it's my mission to help people make challenging transitions so that they can be the best versions of themselves. Here on this show, I use examples from my own transformation, practical coaching methods, and interviews with inspiring guests to help you get the life you know you deserve. Let's get started. Hello, I hope that you're doing really well. I'm Crystal Deborah Ekoli, your career change coach. Now, today we will be talking about another reason why people struggle to change with careers, and it's because they have unrealistic expectations of the career change journey. Now, what tends to happen is people think that they want to change careers, and then they think, right, well, I'm in this career, I want to be in that career, I just need to do X, Y, and Z, and then I will get there. It should only take a few months. But this is not the reality of a career change. Now, look, a career change could take a couple of months, but then it could also take a year. We don't know. That's the truth. And I know it's not maybe what you want to hear, but you can't predict these things because there are so many factors at play. So I'll talk to you about why it takes so long, but also how you can make the most of that season of when you are waiting for the role that you want. So as usual, we'll start with a scenario. Now imagine that there is a hiring manager, okay? There's a role that they want to fill, and they're looking for candidates. And imagine they get two applicants. And the first one has done a similar role in a similar company in a similar industry. This hiring manager knows that once they get the role, they can pretty much hit the ground running and get on with the job. That's candidate one. There's candidate two, very enthusiastic. They want to change careers. They really want this opportunity. They have lots of value to add, but they don't have experience in the space. Who do you think that the hiring manager is more likely to choose? Candidate A or candidate B? Yeah, candidate A. And the reason for this is because they're so much easier to place. They're going to need less training. They understand the lingo of the industry, and they're more likely to be successful in the hiring manager's mind because they've done the role already or something very similar. It's understandable because as a career changer, quite frankly, you're a risk because you might try the role and hate it. It might take a while for you to understand the role and you might not be good at it at all. Look, the hiring manager has no idea, okay? So we have to understand that from their perspective. Now the question is, how do career changers begin to convince a hiring manager? Well, it's done by building credibility. Now you're probably thinking, well, how do you do that then? I mean, how am I going to compete with the person who has all of that experience and I don't? Well, you have to build your credibility and you have to start building your experience. So you can start to build your experience by gaining experience. So one thing you can do is work shadow. So if you're already in an organization that is large enough, you can shadow someone who does the job that you want to do. So let's say that you want to be a social media marketer, go and find someone in your organization who does that and say, hey, would you mind if I followed you around, work shadowed you for a couple of days? Then you can see what the person does and learn, see what it's about. And at least then it gives you something to talk about at interview. But then also you can do your best at trying grow that into more tangible experience. So not just a couple of days, but maybe try and turn it into an internship or something you can do for a few more weeks, just so that you can get a grasp of the role. I mentioned work experience too. Now, if you aren't in a position to get experience in the role that you're in or in the organization that you're in, then look elsewhere. write to other organisations that are out there that are doing what you want to do. Find people on LinkedIn and speak to them and see if there's any way that you can just go and learn. Look out for work experience opportunities. Do you know, I have actually done an entire episode on networking and getting experience. So I will link, I think it's two episodes. I will link everything in the description box for you so that you can gain access to that information. The second tip I have for you about building credibility is around the terminology that you use. Now, if you think about changing careers, you are going to be using completely different terminology. What I mean by this is, whatever you're working in now, there are acronyms that only people in your industry understand. If I walked into your industry and it's not one that I'm familiar with, I will have no clue what you are talking about. So what would I have to do? I'd have to go and learn. How would I do that? Well, in this day and age, there are so many resources for you. On YouTube, there are people like me who make content, who teach you things. So go and look for people who are teaching about your industry and just learn from them. That's one example. Another thing you could do is go on a course. LinkedIn Learning have several courses on lots of different topics. Or there are ones that you can pay for as well, maybe some short courses, if you feel that you want to learn more in-depth information. Finally, I would say join relevant groups. This could be on LinkedIn, this could be on Facebook. You could also join meetup.com and find meetups, genuine meetups where people meet physically or even online and get to know people, be around people in the space that you want to get into and absorb the information from them. So the whole purpose of this session today is to tell you to get credible. Yes, the career change journey takes time, but you can enhance your credibility by gaining experience, understanding the lingo, and at some point, somebody will give you the opportunity to make the career change that you desire. So that's the end of the episode, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Change and Transition podcast. I wanted to ask you, are you where you want to be in your career? Well, if you know that you were made for more, then it's time to start getting clear on who you've become throughout your career and rethink where you want to go. Now, I've developed a free career clarity guide for you so that you can assess your skills, strengths, values, and mission to help you move towards the career that you want. You can download your guide today at voraicoach.com. That's Vorai, VORAICoach.com. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your friends for more inspiring content.